I thought it was good. I was very pleased with the offense. I just saw everybody, you know, it's a different dynamic. You know, Nate's out there and how the plays are coming into the quarterback and just how everybody, his coaching style. So I thought it was very, a lot of energy, like you anticipate with him. And but very competitive practice and another good start.
How much did Julius Thomas do?
He did not practice more. Injury report, Aaron Coleman, calf limited. Kelvin Beecham, knee limited. Jared Odrick, foot, ankle limited. Jeremy Parnell, calf limited. And then Julius Thomas, ankle, and Miles Jack, illness, both did not practice.
Concerned about Julius Thomas? Or is it the same thing?
No, I would not be too concerned.
Sure you heard the news, Foles is starting. Thoughts about going
on? Yeah, I just heard it before we went out. So, I mean, we faced him in Philadelphia opening day, 2 years ago. Very talented, makes good decisions. Not surprising that he went to a system like Kansas City after having success with him. So, and they draft him. So he just does a very good job. Very, very efficient. Makes good decisions. Wasn't in Philadelphia, his TD ratio to interception was unbelievable the 1 year. So, I mean, that's proof right there that he makes good decisions.
That game was pretty uneven the first half. You guys really were able to find his weaknesses and held him, I think, shut him out in that first half.
When he was at Philly?
Yeah, the one in Philly. What did you learn kind of from that second half from him?
Well, it's hard. I mean, they're two totally different schemes and different games. But you're right. I mean, you saw his skill set and his accuracy and decision making. But it was a different style of offense for him. And the offensive line, we got some pressure, if I remember right, on the quarterback. And that was, in the first half. So it's just a different deal. But, I mean, I think we learned coming out of it, we have great respect for him.
Notice a little pet in the step of the offense at all?
Time. Yeah, yes. I think for a variety of reasons, a little edge to him. And, just kind of waiting to see how it all comes together. And so it was good without getting in too much into what we're doing.
Why do you think the when you evaluate the defense, why do you think the turnover drought is going on? What are you seeing with that?
Well, part of it, you say it will come. There's that part of it. There's part of it that we got to get more pressure on the quarterback. And then at times on third down, getting some wins or force some errant passes. But, we're not getting a lot of tips or overthrows, and those things lead to interceptions. So we just got to go at it. Sometimes I watch it on film, and we'll look at the tight copy and just see, what is our intent? Are we going for the ball? Are we going for the strip? And I'm seeing that part of it. So when you see that, you trust that some of the takeaways will come.
The score was at hand, but what did you see out of Koyak on all those catches on that one drive? Did you see somebody who could become a better
player? Yeah, we've been impressed with him. We were impressed with him last year in some of the service team things that he did. It had been an example like today. Kelsey is a good tight end. Koyak played that position. We went against a good tight end and really stood out. So he caught our eye. And then, to have it carry through. I know he got hurt there for a while, but I think we've always been pretty intrigued by him. He's a guy that gives us flexibility because he can be in the backfield. He can block. And then he's got good hands. So he gives us a little bit more versatility.
You've known Nate for a long time. How much has he grown as a coach from the days in Tampa Bay when he was just starting?
Well, Nate's been around football his whole life. I mean, his dad and, I don't think probably since he was born he was around football. So when you talk to him, when I met him in Tampa Bay and we were in similar roles just on offense and defense, his knowledge of the game and where he was at and was phenomenal. So I think what he learned just being as a coordinator over the last couple stops, Syracuse, Buffalo, was he had a tremendous amount of ideas and had a chance to pare it down to say, I took all this information and have a really clear vision. And I think that's what the players appreciate about him. He's a very, very good communicator. He's a very good listener, and he'll explain why. And I think nowadays, especially with our offense, they want to know why. Not why we're doing it, just why are these principles working together and what are we going after? Because it allows them to play faster, and he does a great job with that.
In your conversations with him or even out of practice today, and I understand that you're not going to tell us what's going on, but there's some simple things that he's brought up that maybe you didn't understand or Ole wasn't doing that you can see now that will make a difference.
Well, that's a million-dollar question. I do see some differences. I do, and I think it's difference in philosophy, what we're doing right now. But I don't know if you'll look and you'll see different set of plays or different formations. Or, you know, it's not like we went from spread and you'll see the wishbone. It's not going to be anything drastic like that. But I think for the players, when you're in the building and you're in the meeting room, it feels different to them. I don't know how much more in depth I can go without saying too much, but I think for them, it's relieved some anxiety for them and allowed them to play freer. And, you know, not saying it was Ole's fault or any of us, we all take responsibility, but I feel that part of it now.
Having Blake with Adam for 2 days, do you get a sense that at least that may have cleared Blake's head or maybe make him more confident?
I think it's good. They have a really good relationship. I know sometimes you feel like during the season, how many people are talking to the quarterback? You know, usually it's the coordinator, the quarterback coach, and the head coach, and that's it. No one else. Everybody else can't talk to them. So a lot of teams in particular are real more guarded about that. With Adam, I'm not like that. I've known him. I've met him. I've seen him work with Blake. So it's really a cool relationship they have, and there's a lot of trust between them.
Is it safe to say that bringing Adam in is a little bit easier now because Ole was a little guarded about having somebody else work with Blake?
Yeah, I think Ole may have been initially just because he hadn't met him. So I think after that it wasn't as big of an issue.
Marcus Peters, a ton of interceptions since he came into the league. What does he do well to get his...
He's very instinctive. Very, very instinctive. You'll see him... whether it's cheating a coverage or not, he'll be on the backside. He'll see an indicator, and he'll see him run across the field because he, you know, has a chance to get greedy on a, you know, a pick. I've seen that multiple times with him. So that shows me he's got great instincts. He understands their defense and knows when and when not to take chances.
With everything that's gone on, probably overshadowed some good play defensively, though, that you guys keep getting. I mean, I know it wasn't great the other night.
Right.
Like Telvin, certainly Puzz, certainly Jalen.
No, we have some
downside of this.
Right. I think we've had some guys that have played very well away from Thursday. You know, I think from Thursday. I appreciate the question. But, you know, but you're right. Jonathan Cyprian, I think moving him in the box has benefited him. I think Telvin, understanding his role and what we're asking him to do, has benefited him. I think Puzz with Miles Jack and everything he's gone through and the competition and helping him teach him, I think has elevated his play. So I think there's a lot of stories taking place. A guy like Jalen Ramsey, you're right. So I think we got to just keep challenging that group. They can't get enough. So we got to keep challenging them in other areas. It should be a defense that, regardless of how many points we score, they feel like they can take the game over. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. But that's where we want to push this defense to be.
How do you get that mentality?
I think doing better on third down, doing better in the, you know, in interceptions, and then that's part of it. So we just keep pushing them in that direction.
Is this the perfect time to play Kansas City, looking at two key injuries with Charles and Smith?
Well, I don't know, you know, what's a perfect time. I think it's, you know, looking at us where we are, they're a good team. I know we're going to go in and see a very well-coached team. It's just like, okay, is it a good situation for Indy? Smith went out. Well, you know, another guy comes in and plays well. It's the NFL. We know they're going to have capable replacements. And a lot of it is they got a good system that everybody believes in. And they've got a good veteran presence that leads the team. And they handle adversity well. And they're playing with a lot of poise. So I don't know when it's a good time or bad time. I know for us, we're excited about it.
Is it a must win?
Every week, you know, our mindset goes into it and says, you know what? Everything we're designed to do is to win the ball game. So we hope that we have a good week of practice and we do all the process and preparation stuff right.
How is Tayshawn Gibson playing?
Good. I know the one that showed up in the Tennessee game where he got spun around. But for the most part, very pleased. I think sometimes things like that can happen to you, and it, you know, really paints a real clear, vivid picture of what your job is every play. And you got to be on it every play. So, but overall, very pleased with this play.